Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of answer blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go the distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Yo, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are tuned in live with All Talk No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Let's chop it up. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, the whole family at Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for you. We're glad to be back. We hope y'all missed us like we missed y'all. Let me get the rest of this dynasty on the line. My girl, Niecy, that dude, my dude, Rap Star, what's the word?
What's going? What's popping? What's happening, motherfucker?
What's
good?
Let's go, blue.
Hey, we getting it out there, man. We trying to bring it home, baby. We get it in. St. Louis got a sign. We standing up now. We standing up right now. Yes, sir. Hey, so what's going on with y'all, though? How y'all been? What's going on?
Everything good, man.
I'm over here just chilling, cooking as usual. You know, this be at my cooking time.
What you cooking?
What you got good over there?
I'm making some chicken parmesan. Some chicken parmesan. Fat girl meal. So I don't got to cook for a couple days. Get this shit going right now. So I don't got to do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've been saying I was going to make it. My daughter was here yesterday talking about some, well, I'll be here after I come back from getting drunk. You know, it's Pride Week. So, and today's her birthday.
Not just Pride Week, she's going to get drunk.
Today her birthday.
Tell her she don't need Pride Week to go get drunk.
Yes, she do. She's a workaholic, so yes, she do. Today her birthday, though, so she's going to chill with her people.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, and I had one. My other one's birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, you do got a house full of Geminis. There's like 30 of y'all live there.
Yeah, I can't stand them bitches.
That's a little mini.
Don't really.
Problems,
really?
The attitudes, the switchy, including your motherfucking ass. You be switching problems,
whoa,
too. I don't know,
whoa.
But I'm going to see. You a Gemini,
wait a minute.
Ain't you?
So, look. I'm standing up. Look, let me tell y'all something. I be seeing y'all little remarks and shit, right?
I'm about to get to deleting y'all motherfuckers because y'all don't respect the game, dog. You know what I'm saying? Gemini.
You motherfuckers is crazy.
Yo,
no, that switching up shit.
People, if you fuck over
yeah,
Gemini, they will turn
you are.
On you. What?
You are good people, but,
yeah,
but you motherfucking nuts.
But look, if we mess
listen,
with you,
y'all
we mess with you hard. Get you the shirt off our back. If we don't fuck with you, we will let. If we don't go out of our way to not let you know, I don't fuck with you. That's it. That's it. You don't mess.
Mm-hmm.
You don't cross me. I won't cross you. And that's it. I'm done.
Listen.
I'm done.
I cannot. It is just too much drama. It be stressing me out too much. I had a house full. All my kids is Geminis, and all my grandbabies are Aries. So it is what it is.
Oh,
I'm cursed.
Ooh, I bet you that's messy. That's messy. Because
it
Aries
is.
Always
between,
think they right about everything.
Girls, I got all girls, too. This shit is crazy. I am. It's a handful, but you know it is what it is. What can you do?
So y'all got a birthday coming up. Y'all gonna respect. It's our season. Quit hating, man. I'm gonna just say that, and I'm done. And that's it. And we gonna do these announcements, and then we gonna come back, and I'm done. Let's go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you hear live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, hit the 1, and we got you. So where they do that at?
Yo, man, this shit is deep, you know. Things that happen, you know, it's just deep. We gotta dig deeper and realize what's the root of this problem. A week ago, San Antonio, there was a woman. She's 38 years old. Her name is Rochelle Grimer. She has two children. One is 10-year-old Timothy, and the other is 12-year-old Rainey. They just moved to from Ohio to San Antonio, Texas. There was an issue for anybody who is on government assistance, welfare, food stamps, know that, you know, it's hard. It's hard out here, and especially when you're on those type of government programs, there's certain rules and stipulations that you have to follow to get this help. And because you got to get this help, there's certain times where, you know, people are frustrated because they can't get the help that they actually need. This woman has not received food stamps for a few months, actually for 4 months, actually. She haven't received any government assistance. Every time she fills out a paper, they come back sending it's not the right information or the type of information that they are trying to get from her. She mailed it and said it's still not enough. The people said that they didn't have any information on if she was working or not, this, that, and the third. So the woman went to the welfare office shortly before it closed and demanded to speak to a caseworker who was not her caseworker. They put her in a private room. They talk about her situation. And they was there for a while. I mean, a long while. And because they was there for a long while, the woman, she was frustrated. So she ended up revealing that she had a gun on her. Because she had a gun on her, there was a standoff with the police. Everybody that was in the welfare office, including her and her two children, they was trying to negotiate different stuff, you know, calling on her phone. You know, typical John Q scenes, you know what I'm saying? You know, she kept hanging up. At the end, this was like 11:45 at night. The woman, she just felt that she had enough, so she ended up shooting her two children and killing herself.
In the office?
The children are in the office. She's dead, but the two children are in critical condition. When they went in there, when SWAT came and tried to see what was going on after the three shots that they heard, the children was in a critical state and they was unconscious. Where did they do this at? Well, you got to look at the situation. You got to really look at, you know, what's wrong, because these government things, they help only certain people, and the certain people that they help, you know, they have all of these stipulations. You have to do this, you have to do that, you know, you have to, you know, go through so many hoops to try to get these aids out there. And it is stressful for the people who are on government assistance who don't receive the actual help that they need to actually get. It's frustrating for everybody, but you actually got to think of the mental state and whatever situation she was in for her to actually think that killing herself and her children was the way to go. That's just fucked up. It's just mind-blowing to me. What do y'all think?
I mean, she definitely sounds like she needed a little mental assistance before it got to that point. I mean, it won't be the first time or the last time somebody lashes out, you know what I'm saying, but to, you know, do something like that to your own children, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't fathom that myself. I mean, you hear about these things all the time that people, just like the dude that went all the way to Pennsylvania, all that, you know, from like Illinois or something, you know, just to prove a point. I mean, I think the system needs to be revamped. I think that I just think it needs to overhaul. I think they need to just try to, you know, make sure that the people that really need it really get it, because a lot of people abuse it, you know what I'm saying? And it's been crazy for the last, year, how they've been, like, dispensing those sort of things. But I just think she needed some mental intervention way before that happened. What you think, Honey Dip?
Yo, that's sad. It's extremely sad, you know what I'm saying? It really is. You know, I feel for, you know, the kids losing their mother. I feel for the whole situation with the mom, you know, even feeling like she had to, you know what I'm saying, kill her babies or whatever, you know. And now all of this is over some food stamps because she was trying to help herself. You know, this is my thing. I know damn well here. I thought they had them metal detectors everywhere. I guess that changed. Some place they don't have it.
Right. I'm trying to see. Right. How did she get in there with something like that? It sounded like they dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm. I know here every building downtown got a metal detector.
Absolutely.
You know,
here too.
That's really a sad situation, because when the kids get better, praying that they do get better and they overcome all of this, you know what I'm saying? Damn, they fucked up now. You know what I mean? They ain't even going to blame their mother. Mm-hmm. They going to be missing. Because at the end of the day, you only get one, especially if she was going hard to try to help her children, you know. That tells you that.
Mm-hmm.
She just didn't want to go to jail, and she felt like, fuck it, she thought she killed them, you know what I'm saying? And now they, you know, they that bad off, you know. It's sad. I don't know. I can't see all of that. You know, me, myself, being a mother and doing all of that. You know, but she ain't want to leave her kids. That's what her mind was at. It's like,
mm-hmm.
fuck it, y'all can't help. So I'm just gonna take.
So why take out your kids though?
She, I don't know. Probably because she didn't want to leave, be without them. She figured, you know what I'm saying? Well, shit, fuck it. I'm taking them with me. I'm killing myself, so I'm taking them with me. The sad part, you know, it's sad. It's a sad situation. But she's just trying to get some help. They can't even go visit her in jail. You know what I'm saying? It's just really sad.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad. And I feel for that. Sometimes my kids make me fuck their heads to the white meat, but you know, I can't see me killing them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But this thing has nothing to do with the kids, you know what I mean? In all naturality, they didn't have to be here. You know,
right?
Really sad.
You know, it's just crazy that you think that, you know, times is hard for people out here. You know, we might be in, you know, certain situations that is a little different from everybody else and everything, but people is really going through it out here. And, you know, the laws and everything is changing constantly and everything and only benefiting certain people. So it feels like people are just lost today. Like, they don't have no hope for anything. You know, I don't know if it's the fact that they just don't have hope in themselves or certain government funds, government programs aren't really helping as much as they should to where people start losing hope and everything like that. But it's bad. It just reflects on, you know, you got to be grateful for everything that you have. You know, even if you don't have, there's somebody else who don't have what you have or have less than what you have. You know, this case scenario, I just look at it and I think this was just desperation. You know, I don't really know her background to where why she moved from Ohio to Texas and what was her financial background, what was going on for her to make her feel like, you know, I'm going to go up to this place and, you know, because Texas, everybody carries a gun. Ain't nobody
yeah,
worried about everybody.
That's everywhere, dude. Let me try to go to the line real quick. I see 412 has something that they might want to say. So,
yeah.
Let's see. 412, did you want to comment? You live?
Absolutely.
On the air.
Absolutely.
How are you?
Julio. I'm good. Rapstar, what's good?
What's up, boy? What's poppin' with you?
You hear me? What's poppin'?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up, Julio? What's good with you?
What's good? Yeah, I wanted to comment on that, you know.
Okay, go ahead. You live.
You know, I feel as though, you know, people got to start evaluating their circumstances financially and psychologically before they're having these kids, you know. And
absolutely.
In my personal opinion, you know, I think some women's out here having these kids and using these kids as weapons, and when it backfired, taking it out on these kids. You know, you really got to evaluate the guy you're dating with, your finances,
mm-hmm.
and really try to understand the situation, because it's 18 years plus, you know, and it's hard
right.
today. And you can't take this easy way out when it get hard. You know, I have sympathy for the kids, not her. I think she was
mm-hmm.
kind of weak in that situation. That's just my opinion, you know. So that's what it is.
I feel that. That's funny. That's funny that you say that, because I really – Go ahead,
babe. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say it's funny that you say that, because me and my father today, we was talking about something similar to that. We heard that one of our cousins, his friend, his mother committed suicide not too long ago, hung herself in the basement. And, you know, me and him, we was talking about how hard it is for everybody else, and people was talking about depression and how depression is really real. And,
right.
you know, me and my father, we have the same mentality. And, you know, even though depression is a real sickness, you know, at the end of the day, my opinion, I cannot give respect to a person who takes their lives, you know, over a situation, because it's not even about them. It's the people around them. It's your kids. It's your parents. It's the people who actually, you know, care for you. What you doing to them? Because you want to get yourself out of a situation, but not really giving a fuck about the people around you and how they have to go on living without you. And some of the people are so
right.
weak that when once you take yourself out, other people might follow suit because they can't deal with what you just put them through. You know, it's a chain.
Right.
It's a chain. You know, it's a domino effect. So everything that you do, you gotta hold your own and think. You know, well, if I do this, what's the cause, or what's the effect that it's gonna do if I do this or that, if I do that? That's why I said I don't really respect. You know, the rapper, Pittsburgh's latest rapper, Mac Miller, who killed himself. He overdosed and everything like that. People in here saying RIP, this, that, and the third. I don't respect that because he chose to overdose. Ain't nobody forced him to do that. Ain't nobody telling him to do that. He chose to overdose.
No, he's not here no more.
There's people around him. What's up?
Nah, you can't say that's a different scenario, bro. And you know I'm hip hop to the heart. Mac went out on an overdose. He needed, you know, drug and alcohol counseling, and that's what I do. A lot of addicts relapse. A lot of rich people sometimes money can be detrimental. You know, and money can make your habit a lot worse. That's different than what that young lady done it down there. You know, with them kids. Mac Miller probably took, you know, people's lacing heroin with fentanyl, rat poison, elephant tranquilizer, and these drug dealers are chemists. You can't use that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's two totally different things. Not to cut you off,
it's
man,
the,
but I respect
it's the same,
what you're saying.
It's the same thing because no matter how you put it down, that guy still chose to take his life for something. You could chop it down anytime you want to and everything like that, but at the end of the day, there was people who still cared for this man. And the fact that you was also a rapper and you was a mentor to the community, now how are the people going to feel that they following you and you chose that route?
You know, I don't...
You can't really...
Hold on. But at, wait, wait, but at the end of the day, you never really in that person's mind, though. You know what I'm saying? Just like people, they like he said, they're lacing shit. He might have taken something and not even known that's
right.
what it was.
Even
let's go to Michael Jackson, all the money and fame in the world, and he just wanted to stop hurting. He didn't try to do that, but unfortunately it happened. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't think that's what you was going to say, Niecy?
I don't believe that was when she went in there, her intentions was to kill herself. I feel that she felt at that point when they were still denying her and, oh, we can't do nothing for you, she felt at she didn't think. She was in the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it just
was
happened.
The wall.
You know what I'm saying? And she was like, the police is out there, and if they got her surrounded, it's like, shit, fuck, I can't go to jail, but I can't leave my kids. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you can say what you want to say, but when you're a parent and you put in that kind of situation, you know, I just think that she didn't think. She felt like,
because
fuck it, I can't leave my babies. I got to kill myself because I ain't going to jail. For all we know, why she went from one place to one state to another, that takes a toll on it. She might have been, she probably sucked, you know what I'm saying, a fucked up situation. You know what I mean? And
she didn't think.
She chose
not
to
leave my kids.
That was her choice. You have to be a parent to be in that type of situation. She should know what I'm not saying what she did was right. I'm not saying that. But you have to be a parent to understand, like,
true.
Damn.
That's not true. Me with a master's in psychology, I've seen it all. I'm a counselor. Now I'm counseling in D.C. Listen, if you look, these women.
Are you a parent?
But I'm empathizing. Empathy meaning I'm looking in the shoes of someone else. If you can't afford a kid, mentally and financially, we all know it's tough. It's tough for me with no kids, so I can imagine what she was going through. But you can't take the easy route out. She chose to have them two kids. She got to soldier that out. Now, what he said about Mac Miller was different with these drug dealers playing chemists today. They just was lacing that loud pack, the Khalifa Kush, with fentanyl so that they could make that – so they could keep the weed fiends coming back like heroin addicts. You know, that's different. But when a mom takes her life and God don't put on you no burden that you can't handle. She had them two kids. If she had to work three jobs, that's just what she had to do. I don't respect that at all. And then you shot the kids. That's the selfish way out. You know, if you feeling miserable, go jump off the bridge. That's how I look at it. Don't take them two kids, period.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I look at that, yo. Them two kids, that could have been the next Barack Obama.
I'm not saying that she's right. You know, and I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm trying to say. No, I don't agree with what she did either. But I do believe that she, you know, that she didn't think it over. I don't think she went strictly in there to do that. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe that she went in there to do that.
They got Children's Youth Family. She could have gave them kids to them for a temporary
time, but I don't think she thought about it.
I'm just saying, there's programs. There's programs out here.
But at that she was in the moment. In the moment, I don't believe, like you said, they everybody carrying guns on them out there in Texas. They can do that.
Yeah, she can go to CYF and say, look, I need y'all to take these kids temporarily till I get myself together, and they'll sign paperwork. Once she get herself together, give her back these kids. There was different routes.
Get them back.
She could have took a different route. Now Mac Miller.
Yeah, she could have.
Yeah, she could have took a different route. I'm a case manager. I know this, you know, but. That way she went out, there's no respect there at all, you know. Now, as far as Mac Miller, he needed a drug program, drug treatment. And he shot a lethal dose. That happened to Michael Jack. It can happen to all of us, you know. You just never know with these dope boys.
It can happen to anyone. And having money doesn't mean anything, because it's been some of the richest people, even to Robin Williams, and he was a funny motherfucker. Whoever thought that somebody that was a comedian their whole life, making other people laugh their whole life, could be so sad on the inside. Moral of the story, you just never know what, you know what I'm saying, people are going through. And I think before we make any other reforms in this country, we as a people need to reform and make sure everybody has accessibility to mental health. It's pertinent and so important, and it gets so overlooked, and it needs to be addressed.
Right.
And it's sad what happened, but it just needs to be addressed, and the next reform needs to be to make sure that everybody has access to mental health resources and facilities, because we don't, and we're going to keep losing good people. But we got to keep it pushing forward, and I really, really appreciate you chiming in on that. And we appreciate it. We appreciate you for listening, and we appreciate for the feedback. We're going to keep it moving, because we got to take a quick break and get into that hot seat. And I want to thank you, Carla. We thank you again, man. We here every Sunday, same bad time, same bad channel, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. Just rock with us if you can. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back.
God bless.
Let's get into that Raphael. Stay lit, and we'll be right back.
Leaning to the right, mud in my two cups. I've been faded all night. I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me I wouldn't tell you sober. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga. I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah.
Turn up,
stay lit. Leaning to the right side, leaning to the left, sipping on this,
oh my God,
there ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff.
Do it.
I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cold one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga.
Yeah.
I got family who never see the bigger picture.
Hell no.
I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches.
Oh.
I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know. When I'ma die, so I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. yeah. So I stay lit. Yeah.
Yeah, that was that Raphael Stay Lit. And if you're just not tuning in, you're here with All Talk No Filter on Dalhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, press the 1. We got you. Okay. So, you know, Tiffany Haddish. Okay. Recently, she's a little bit, she's been pissed off a couple people. So recently she did an interview, and she was under fire because in the interview she said that she spies on the casting directors when she goes for her roles. So what she does is she puts a recording, takes her phone, puts it in her purse, and sets it to memo so it's constantly recording what's going on. She plants the phone in the purse, leaves the purse in the room, leaves, then comes back and says, oh, I forgot my purse. So she goes back and listens to these people, unbeknownst to them, that she's been recording what they've been saying the whole time. She says that she does this to find out what they really think about her when she goes and applies for these different roles and how they feel about her. And she was telling them how she – people would say, oh, she's too ghetto, or she's not urban enough, or her boobs aren't big enough, or this is a role for a white woman, things of that nature. But, you know, a lot of people rattled, and now they're like, well, how do we trust her to come in and give her an honest, earnest interview for this role and not expect her to spy on what we're saying about her? Not that saying things about her behind her back is wrong, but what do you guys think about her method of spying on the people when she goes? And do you think this is going to hurt her career? Because now people are going to be like, oh, that's the bitch that tries to spy on you to find out what you think about her when she leaves the room. Do y'all think that's going to hinder her getting roles, or people calling her in to have her apply for these roles if they, you know, once they find this out? Because people were buzzing about it, and they were kind of upset. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, I think it's a little unorthodox. But if you ain't got nothing, if you ain't saying nothing out the way that nobody that you couldn't say in front of her face, why would you worry about it? You know, I mean, you know, of course, you know, me personally, it's like me. I don't really care what people think of me. But at the same time, if it's like something for like a role or something, you know, that's business related, you do want to know the heads up and everything like that. What she's doing is a little unorthodox, but like I said, if you in there saying some shit that you ain't supposed to be saying, maybe you shut the fuck up. Keep your opinions to yourself. People always running their goddamn mouth about something until they get caught. And all of a sudden they, oh, no, we don't want to do that. No, she wrong. That's invasion of privacy. You can't do that. Why? Because you out there bad-mouthing a motherfucker? You couldn't say that shit to her face? Nah, man, that's snitch shit. You can't go around. You trying to beat the system. You want to say exactly what you want to say without that person in front of you, because you don't know 9 times out of 10 somebody would have went upside your head for the shit that you just said. So it
I'm
is a little unorthodox.
Who the fuck said she wasn't urban enough? Because this is the same motherfucker that fried chicken and took it in her purse to the Met Gala and handed it out. So I'm trying to figure out who said she wasn't urban enough.
Those are the same motherfuckers who don't even know what they the same motherfuckers who don't even know what the fucking definition of urban is. You know, those are the same people who's just talking shit. You know, they're only mad
because people that ain't
now,
grow up in our area. That's their idea
exactly.
of what urban is. Once again,
exactly.
Everything, I'm going to say this real quick. Everything ain't about a book. You know what I mean? I'm just saying that everything is about a book. A lot of times you got to live it. to know. Mm-hmm. And if they're, maybe they're not urban enough, how are you going to talk about who's urban if you ain't never
right.
lived in our area? You ain't never been an urban person.
Right. Right.
And live that type of lifestyle. Once again, everything ain't book sense. Some things you have to live through and go through to know. I don't call somebody urban. Mm-mm.
And she's a lot of these casting agents probably are not urban themselves.
Mm-mm.
They're not. What they do is they think what is urban. They say, what is urban? We need something urban. Then you go around and get them a whole cast and everything like that, and they'll be like, what? A black chick with braids? That's not urban enough. Then they get somebody like Kim Kardashian. Perfect. Perfect. You got the role. What? She lives in Calabasas. What the fuck she know about urban?
Calabasas.
Yeah, that's Hollywood for you. That's Hollywood for you. Some shit.
That's big facts. I mean, I just think that now that, well, some things are better off left unsaid, to be honest. And I think that's probably something she should have kept to herself. Because now you're going to have people looking at you all upside your head when you walk in for your casting call. Like, they're going to be patting you down like, bitch, you got to leave your phone in the car, man. You got to leave your phone in the car. You got to bring your phone in here because you be taping motherfuckers. You can't, you got to leave your shit in the car. It's not like people knew that, but you kind of told on yourself. So it's like, if that was your method, I think you should have kept it to yourself. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you should have,
I agree.
Better off left than said. You know what I'm saying?
You should have told, they'd had no idea. Now she done fucked up. I wouldn't trust the bitch.
Right. Now everybody knows they're going to be looking at you
crazy. Don't bring your purse in the house.
They're going to be looking like, is that really lipstick or is that a recording device? Because they come in all kind of pens, lipstick, all kinds of stuff, soda cans. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, now people going to be looking all upside her head. So I kind of think she might have, played herself just a little bit when she said that. I think she should have kept that to herself. Everything ain't meant for everybody to know. Sometimes you got to keep a little bit for yourself, especially in that sort of, it's so judgmental. And so now it's like, you know about Tiffany, right? You know what she be doing, right? So there's people going to be, I just think she should have kept it to herself. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, she should have seen that as a secret weapon. All the people who were saying some fucked up shit about her, she should have kept that, put it, in her purse and be like, okay. I know not to fuck with that person. I know not to work with that person. That person fired
this, that, the third.
And they'll never know why because you ain't tell them that what you know. You're right. Some things ain't meant for everybody, So these are the type of people that, you can fuck with them from a distance. From the shit that they be saying. And the next time you go into business and you have a right to say, well, I'm not fucking with that person, working with that person because I remember something that I got. Or you could use that as blackmail. I don't know. But,
I do that right now. You know what I'm saying? In porn. I'm real.
Yeah.
You got the right. Yeah, you have a right
the
to
detective.
Choose. You know what I'm saying? Damn right. I'll find out.
Detective White.
But I'm sorry, she pulled one of the moves I probably would have pulled. Sorry. Yeah, that's some shit I would have did.
Sorry, not
but
sorry.
But I wouldn't have told nobody. I wouldn't have told them.
Okay.
That was stupid. You'll never know, let your right hand know what your left hand doing, especially when you're trying to investigate and trying to figure out. That was done on her behalf. And she might have been on her way to try to say who it was who said it. You know what I'm saying? And she caught herself talking to what she thought. You know what I'm saying? Just mouth running. Ain't think nothing about it. Just spit it out. Said it all. And then was like, damn, I just said that, but I can't give up no name. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She might be losing a whole lot of money now, bitch. You done fucked this damn church's check up.
Okay, you done mess up the bag. Because like I said, now people going to be like, if anything, I'll be like, look, you got to leave your purse in the car because we know what you do. we know. So I think she kind of played herself a little bit with that one. You know what I'm saying?
Right but, after she leave the room. Excuse me, you forgot your purse. Here you go. Here you go.
Heard me. You forgot. Here you go. Yeah. I don't even know how you let her get out the room without a purse. I'd be like, damn, your purse, right? It's on the table. You ain't see your shit. No. I know you got your stuff in it. Your car keys or something. I know you need it. You know what I'm saying? You look. Yeah. So yeah, I just think she played herself with that one a little bit, and I hope it doesn't interfere with upcoming roles, because I like Tiffany. I like her, you know. So far, I think she's funny.
That's
funny.
What's really crazy is she's fairly new to the game. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To be fucking
right.
Up like that. That's the sad part. You know, that was a dummy move. She too new to do that. Damn, bitch, you ain't been around long enough. I mean, she been, you know.
Ooh.
Doing her comedy and stuff for some time, but as far as getting these major roles, she ain't been in the game that long. Damn, I feel bad for her. Stupid. why would you come and tell? I was just thinking, like, damn, how long has she been around? Not that long. Fool,
mm-mm.
What's wrong?
She lucked up on her big role, which was Girls Trip. That was her foot in the door. Now she been getting, you know what I'm saying? But with a move like that, she caught a lot of flack for saying it. I can't believe she said it. Like, why would you tell people that you was up doing something like that? Like, I don't get that. I don't get that. I don't understand it. And I don't know what to say about that. She tripped. But anyway, Tiffany, young lady. Anyway, I guess we will get into another break, and then we got to get into the honey dip thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So, because
yeah.
Everybody want to know what honey dip is thinking. So let's do some C sharp rubber band. Let's go. Dollhouse.
Hey man, all the ladies stand up, man. You know what I'm saying? Get up out your seat for this.
What up,
D sharp?
Yeah,
you make me really want it. Come on and give me that. You got that rubber band, shout it, bounce it back. I make it rain on you. I'm talking understand. You got that rubber band, shout it, bounce it back. Bounce the back. Girl, you got the thickest thighs in the room. Bend it over, let me watch that ass rise like the moon. Acting a fool off the goose in the world. I see you stepping in your boots like a soldier girl. You a sexy diva, I'm a freaky Libra. You keep your mouth closed, I won't say nothing either. You like a bad fever, the Melly jeans wearing right. Belly ring, you 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Get it on the floor, girl. Cause in the streets you a lady, but in the club you be dancing like a hoe, girl. I like the way you show out. La mama always got her nails did every time she go out. This for them girls with the big old donkey booty in their pants. Bounce, band, popping like a rubber band. Sexy catwalk, get a bow-legged stance. I'm a trouble man, make you bounce back like a rubber band. You make me really want it, come on and give me that. You got that rubber band, shout it, bounce it back. I make it rain on you, I'm talking understand. You got that rubber band, shout it, bounce it back. Bounce the back. Good body looking fantastic. Half a body booty make them jeans look elastic. Told her what's your name, what's your sign, no matter. When she turn around, got my trunk in an elephant. And oh yeah, she working with the booty man. Keep the 20, 50, 100, raining on the booty chain. Club's getting packed, the flow's caving in. La mama right here is the baddest side of group of friends. We do this every weekend and here it go again. St. Louis straight be popping, the party never ends. Your booty is the fattest that I ever saw. Going up or going down like an elevator. Your peach looking tasty, coming out the bar. And you deserve to be pampered like you was at the bar. You looking for a good time, leave me at the bar. But in the morning, girl, I won't remember who you are. You make me really want it, come on and give me that. You got that rubber band, shout it, bounce it back. I make it rain on you, I'm talking understand. You got that rubber band, shout it, bounce it back.
Yeah, that was C Sharp Rubber Band, St. Louis indie artist. Shout out Sharp.
I like that.
Nice little bounce, too.
Bouncing back. I was sitting here bouncing back.
You was over there twerking, mm-hmm. Were you, Niecy? You were twerking, right?
Mm-hmm. All over the chair.
Shaking
yes.
It.
I
already know. I already know. Bouncing it back, baby.
I was like, okay. That's how it's
right,
been.
Right,
already.
St. Louis, stand up.
All right, baby. Mm-hmm. Where you at? Okay, that's what's up.
He doing big things here too. He running for 6464 Sharp. He running for, you know, office. There's a lot of artists that I started, you know what I'm saying, that I used to network with. We was on the same circuit, and now they Bruce Isaac. What does he do? He's in office now. He was a whole movement.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
What I'm saying? And they doing big things. They're making moves. I'm proud
that's
of. But yeah,
good.
He's doing his thing.
That's well done.
He's a youth ambassador here now. So shout
all
out.
Right. That's good.
C-Sharp. We see you, baby. But anyway,
congratulations.
Them pretty good thoughts, baby.
Well, I got a couple things. While I was promoting the show, I saw something. So I guess Stevie is here. You know, Stevie is initially from Buffalo. Stevie J is from Buffalo,
Stevie
New York.
Stevie J.
And
Rat Boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who? Yeah. Yeah, the Rat
Boy.
Anyway, Rat Face. Yeah, Rat Face. Anyway,
yeah.
So right. I saw that he was downtown on Friday because so he got his son, you know, he got his whole family. A lot of his family is from here also, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, I was just looking online. So I guess somebody recorded him downtown. He wasn't all dressed up in his jewelry and you know what I'm saying? This is my thing. And this is coming from somebody who I may not be on that circuit of entertainment, but I'm still in entertainment field. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
A motherfucker don't. I see them calling him bums and shit like that. I mean, first of all, the nigga married a bitch who, you know what I'm saying? He married Face. So bum,
right.
I don't really think that right now because he done married into motherfucking money. Even if his money, his check was short, he got that bread. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm sure Faith ain't going to let the brother go down. You know what I'm saying? So why would you think that he would be all dressed up and jeweled up in his hometown? I mean, that's, you know what I mean? Niggas rob motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? He was standing up there right outside the club, up against the post, you know what I'm saying, chilling, him and his people. You know what I mean? Why do niggas think they talking about, you see him, he looked like a bum. I guess he was, you know what I'm saying, dogging some chick. You know, he really be serious about bitches and they hair being done and, you know what I'm saying, they fingernails not, you know what I'm saying? And the girl kept on trying to come on to him or whatever, and it was her bad day. I I'm an investigator, so I went to the bitch social media because somebody tagged the bitch and she was arguing back and forth. You know what I'm saying? So I checked the girl out. That was a bad day for her. The girl don't actually be bumming it. She was kind of, you know, she said she wasn't supposed to even be down there. You know what I mean? But she was saucy. You know what I'm saying? She was a little tipsy there, too. You know, and he was like, you know, well, what's wrong with your hair? Well, why are you looking like that? You know what I'm saying? Did he start talking about her stomach like she got a kangaroo patch? You know what I mean? But he kept fucking with her really bad. You know what I mean? But he did look a little dusty. He didn't look like a bum. They was talking about his sneakers and this, that, and the other. I mean, I wouldn't want to dress all up. You know what I mean? This is hometown. That don't mean that you got, to me, I don't feel like you got to be dressed up 24/7. I can't stand that. I can go to Family Dollar. And I got people who do tell me that I should always be dressed up. I don't feel like I should always be dressed up. When I leave, when I'm doing something, you know what I'm saying, that's pertaining to the entertainment scene, that's when I dress up. But I want to be able to walk to the store. You know what I'm saying? I want to walk across the street to the store. I put a fucking scarf on and put some motherfucking sneakers on and a T-shirt, some jogger pants. A motherfucker should be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dressing all up in jewels, niggas get robbed all the time, more so lately than anything.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Okay, but that was just something that was on my mind, and I sympathized with his situation, you know, after seeing that. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to talk about is it is time for a few award shows from now until January. There'll be a lot of award shows going on. Now, there's one particular one that I am extremely mad about and aggravated, frustrated. And, I mean, I love the people, you know what I'm saying, who runs it and everything else. But I feel like it's some bullshit going on. You know what I'm saying? When you make when you make a voting thing, I've had fans and friends tell me that they can't get through. When you go on the site and you click on it, and it's Urban X Awards. Yes, I said it. Don't care what you don't do. Anyway, when a person goes on the site and they go to vote, why is most of the site where you can't put nothing there? You can't click on it. You can't put a name in there. And I'm offended as a BBW because we have two categories on there. You know what I'm saying? And the major one is website, and I don't understand, but the other one, can you believe it, is fashionable. Go figure. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The only one you can vote on is fashionable, but you can't vote on the website one. Like, and then, you know, I feel it for the other people because a lot of the other categories to do with other things that may not be in my, you know what I'm saying, in my area, it's the whole point. What if somebody want to vote on some of the other shit? Half the fucking site is down. When I send them a message, the first thing to say, and I was pissed because, you know, normally they go check. But why say, oh, well, it's funny how it works for some, but it doesn't work for others. So obviously, I ain't the only one complaining. I spoke to my manager. He actually went to talk to them, and they said the same thing to him. He let them know. Obviously, he went to go check on it. And like I said, we're all friends with these people. You know what I mean? But you know what? It ain't my shit. So this year, I had all plans of going this year to Urban X. My plans was to be there. But at this point, I'm not supporting. I'm sorry. I'm not getting involved. I'm done because you know what? There's other things to be more concerned with sometimes than just this. You know what I'm saying? I directed my graphic artist. He wants to make flyers. Don't make no damn flyers. Don't make nothing. Promote none of it. You know what I'm saying? Because when you talk like that, and my manager is saying maybe it's not set up for Internet Explorer. Well, motherfuckers, everybody in the world don't got this Internet Explorer. Some people use Firefox and all the other shit. You know what I'm saying?
You should be able to get any search engine.
This is what I'm saying. That's what the fuck I'm saying. I think we should have stopped. Sorry, I'm dropped gagging. Y'all know what I'm saying. I think this shit is foul as hell. It's really fucked up. You know what I'm saying? People want to be part of what's going on. So you mean to tell me that the voting is not going to be corrected? You know what I'm saying? It must have worked at the beginning, and it just don't work now. So what, the first 10 people that voted, that's it? Them is the people that's going to be, you know what I'm saying, in the nominations? I mean, I just think this shit is fucked up. And it makes me mad as hell. I just fell back from even promoting it anymore. And the fans that was contacting me, I'm sorry, y'all, but I'm cooking. The fans that was contacting me, I just told them to just forget it because I'm getting tired. I don't want to have to be arguing over somebody else's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I got people all in my inbox. The fans get annoyed with that shit. When they trying to support, they trying to, you know what I'm saying, play their part, play their position in all this shit. And you make it hard for them to do it. And all you can say is, oh, it's strange how it's some people can see it and some people can't. Well, bitch, you should go and check your motherfucking shit. Check your shit. Maybe get another motherfucking person to work on your website for the voting because shit is fucked up. And it's another BBW award show. And Theo, you said you had some problems trying to get into that one?
The one that you posted that has the BBW thing, and it when you click here to vote, it just spins. That little survey thing, it just spins. It's time, you know, when you click on something and the little thing that's all it does. It never takes you anywhere, and that's the post I shared.
Mm-hmm. But see, you know, that's what I'm talking about. So just imagine how many other people are having the same fucking problems. You know, I just done all together just like I'm falling back. You know what I'm saying? You know, I appreciate the fans and stuff that keep trying or whatever. And normally I go hard. When it comes to promo, I'm the promo queen. I will look at your whole fucking timelines. Everything will be full. I'll be doing lives talking about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing all that shit no more. That shit had me so stressed out the past couple weeks to the point that I was so aggy with it, you know, and then bitch, you come back and you say, first you ignore I see you looking at it, at the shit that I'm sending you. I could tell when you look at it. You know what I'm saying? And then I see you, you know, don't respond or don't say nothing. I'm assuming maybe they went to go try it. She said she was going to talk to her people. But you might need you some new motherfuckers or a better, maybe, you know what I'm saying, a better type of site or whatever the hell it is that they use.
They need the IT,
you know what I'm saying,
person that specifically corrects those kind of things.
Well, obviously, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they've had other problems because they're fairly new coming back. You know, after years of doing it, and they took, you know, their time off. I don't know exactly what went on. I mean, I do know, but I can't speak on it. You know what I'm saying? But they weren't, you know, around for a few years when I first got into the industry, and they just coming back like about 2-3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? For Urban X. But at the end of the day, when you have people coming to you to let you know that something's going on, and this, how about this? This ain't no bullshit. I sent screenshots as proof. What is it, only work in California? So what, the fans have to only live in California or the, you know, the West Coast area or something? I just don't get it, because we porn people are all over the world. So for those who don't understand that porn stars don't only live in Cali and Vegas, we live all over
right.
the world now. We have
mm-hmm.
families. We don't just get up and just, you know what I'm saying, because I get tired of motherfuckers. I don't have motherfuckers tell me I'm not me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not me because I don't live in Cali. How? You know what I'm saying? We all have families. Our whole world is not just porn. We don't wake up and fuck all day. We don't wake up with makeup on and go to sleep with makeup on. Well, I go to sleep sometime with the makeup on. But you know what I'm saying? We don't wake up beautified. You know what I mean? That ain't how we wake up, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You men, y'all wake up with slob marks and shit like that, sweaty and all that. We, you know, as women in the porn industry, we kind of wake up like that too. You know what I'm saying? Everything takes time and money. You know what I mean? So we live all over the world. You know, that's just mainly, that's the main things I really just had to say, because I'm really offended by this website. Like, that shit pissed me the fuck off. It's offensive, especially because the main part of the one that we only got two categories in the in one particular one, the main one, you can't even get in. What kind of
right.
shit is that? That's fucked
I
up.
I think if it was a different category that was bitching about it wasn't working, I bet you they'll jump and do something about
well,
that shit.
The other categories aren't working. There's only a couple. There's maybe five categories, even for the, you know, the smaller people, the, you know, the skinny people, there's only maybe five categories that's working. The rest of theirs aren't working either. And it's just fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and it's just really fucked up. So, you know, I just fell back, and I'm just done with it. I'm over it. I will not be attending, you know, and I had all, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad I ain't booked the fucking flight yet. Definitely was going to this month, you know what I'm saying? To be ready for it, but I'm going to fall back. I made that real clear. I'm done. Because when shit ain't correct, ain't no need to be bothered with it. So whoever wins will not actually be the person who wins. You know what I'm saying? Won't be the real winner. Because
right.
other people been trying to get in. And I'm not saying it just for me. I'm talking about, you know, because I'm damn sure far from being skinny. You know what I'm saying? But even on the skinny carts. You can't even fucking put nothing in there. It's a couple thinner girls that I want to vote for. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple, you know, some other bitches I want to vote for. Me, myself, because I'm fired from skinny, so I want to put a skinny girl name in those categories. You can't click on shit. It makes me feel some kind of way. That shit has me, see, I done dropped the phone and everything trying to talk about this shit. Piss me the fuck off. This shit mad, making me mad all over again. I ain't even going to their motherfucking site no more. And I'll tell anybody else, y'all wasting y'all time right now. I said it, and what? Just how the fuck I feel. And it's a lot of fans that feel that same way, who have been in my fucking DMs, my inboxes, and I done got to the point of not, I barely even checked the fucking shit. But I could see when I'm on the phone, the first couple words that they put up. You know what I'm saying? I got to the point, like, you know, it's fans that I don't even speak to that I started going, you know, I'm responding to, telling them to give it a little while, try again. And people get tired of that. They don't want to keep going and trying that shit over and over again. That makes them be like, fuck, I ain't interested. Mm-hmm. You know, so, hey, yeah. Try again next year. See if maybe they get it together next year. Or maybe they'll get another person to work on their damn site that knows more about what they're doing. I'm done.
Yeah. Tell them how to get at you, baby.
Niecy, honey, dip on everything. And please make sure it's N E E S is in Sam, E, honey with a Y, dip one P. Not the double P's, that will not be me. There's only one Niecy honey dip in the entire world. And I'm the real one. Okay?
Thanks.
So it's Niecy honey dip on all social medias. Whether you space it out, put it together, you know, I got an entertainer's page, you know what I'm saying, Niecy honey dip triple X. You know, anything you put in with that N-E-E-S-E, you will pull me up. Make sure you spell my name correctly. Please, on Twitter, there is a fake page going around.
Yeah,
it's
it
an
is.
Underscore. I don't have any underscores in anything of me. No underscores. That is not me. You know, I've been trying to get it shut down. So, you know, hopefully, you know, more people report it. You know what I'm saying? They'll shut it down eventually. But that is not me. Please don't send them no money. Don't do anything like that because it is not me. Nothing with an underscore. I do not have underscores. I have spaces. No underscores. Okay? Instagram, same thing. Niecy Honey Dip, triple X. No, it's Niecy Honey Dip, and it's all together. One word. All right? And I am available for all bookings, fetish shoots, porn shoots, photo shoots, club hostings, walkthroughs, anything and everything just about, you know what I'm saying? Let me come on and get your club popping. You know what I mean? I like to have my little drinks here and there, you know what I'm saying? Give me a couple of them motherfuckers and it's definitely on and popping.
Uh-huh.
And you can contact if you ain't seen my motherfucking lives, you don't know. No. If you contact my manager at Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. I no longer set up bookings. I am sorry, but some people fuck the game up. So you do have to go through my manager, you know.
Don't punish me.
And it's going down. I do have something coming up. I will be doing something here in Buffalo in August and definitely my party in September. So here we go.
Yeah, it's your boy Rapstar. You can hit me up on Facebook, Cameron Cortez, my Facebook fan page, Rapstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, The Resurrection of Hip Hop. Hit me up on my SoundCloud, Rapstar. Hit me up also on Twitter, Rapstar412, and YouTube, Rapstar412. I've been getting a lot of friend requests from a lot of motherfucking people. My buzz is getting big. You know, so I got something special lined up. I got new music coming out, new ideas and shit. So
I'm still waiting on you to hit me up, Rapstar.
I was going to hit you up yesterday, but then all of a sudden everybody wanted to, you know, ask me to do something and driving this daisy and all that bullshit. So I didn't get a chance to do what I wanted to do, for real, for real. But I guarantee you, my next day off, I got you, STL. I'm going to have to tell them motherfuckers to catch a bus or something. Some bullshit.
Give them some hot for the summer.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be nice. It's going to be real nice.
Oh, that all your information? All your projects?
Yeah, that's
you
it.
Good?
That's it. That's it.
All right. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate the calls. We appreciate the people that's going to go back and listen on demand. And we see y'all next week. We out of here. STL, Mad Hustle, let's get it. This thing always want to get down and trip at the end. There we go. Let's get it. No, it's not going to play? Fuck it. Let's go and do something else then.
Yeah, let us remember the reason for the season. They say it's better if you're giving than receiving. I think it's whatever religion that
I'm a paper, makeup, ready, set, go, got mad, hustle, run it, cost, close. I'm a paper, makeup, ready, set, go, got mad, hustle, money, cost, close. I'm a paper, makeup, ready, set, go, got mad, hustle, run it, cost. run it, call close. I'm a paper maker, ready, set, go, go. Got mad, hustle, money, call close. If you ain't talking money, man, I just can't hear you. And less than 50 on the whip game, I can't hear you. Talking my money, yeah, that's a tall order. The price is always right, the streets they call me Bob Barker. See, I got stacks on me, money's my only homie. I keep it in the bed at night with me, I'm never lonely. These cats is real salty, call them potato chips. Check out the charge dog, man, I got a lady. Well, is your paper right? Then get your paper. And if it ain't right, then step your game up. Game. Well, is your hustle right? Then get your hustle up. And if it ain't right, then step your game up. Game up.
Let's go, Blues. We out.